Shell Lake in far northwestern Wisconsin doesn't have a natural way to carry off excess water. Instead, it simply overflows onto lakefront property. Until about 10 years ago, things were steady. But since then, Shell Lake Mayor Larry Fletcher says water levels have been lapping at the doorsteps of many homes.
Some of the houses had not been lived in for a year or more because of the flooding. Some people have reclaimed their home by putting in sandbag walls and sump pumps and dewatering and getting the water out of various places of their house. And then they have a concern with the mold that is forming in there.
Water levels are 2 feet higher now than a year ago, so Fletcher says they've built a 4.5 mile long pipe to the Yellow River, which could lower the lake level 6 inches a month. The pipe is in, but immediately began leaking. Fletcher says repairs are being made, and they'll give it another try soon.
Hopefully we can turn it on. That's not a guarantee, but we're surely hoping that we can. And we're working, you know, like I said, we're working with the DNR now on that, and they're very understanding, cooperative.
The Yellow River is surrounded by wetlands and ricing grounds for the St. Croix tribe, which they don't want to flood. The hope is to get Shell Lake's water level down 3 to 4 feet by next summer. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.